Amen. We're going to look there for a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord to help me tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30, story about David and Ziklag. And David, the king, the man that is anointed to be king over Israel. You know, God don't make any mistakes, right? He don't make any mistakes. And sometimes when, for David, can you imagine? Here he is anointed king of Israel. He was anointed king by Samuel. And it was very clear, man, that God had chosen David to be the next king. It was very clear that God's hand was on David and God used him. And God's anointing was on him. And the hand of God was on him. Amen. This man that was pushed off and kind of became made to be a shepherd boy, you know? I mean, this man I feel like he was kind of just looked down on by his brothers. Looked to be one of the second-rate ones, the young one. The one that had to follow after his brothers and everything. Take them this, take them this. Care for them, look out after your brothers. Watch out after them. Out there with the sheep, caring for sheep. Was an afterthought even when Samuel came to the house. All the other brothers paraded before Samuel. And then Samuel had to even ask, is there any more sons of the house of Jesse? Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your brother's name, guys? Yeah, there's one. There's the young one. There's the kid out there. He's out there with the sheep. It kind of an afterthought. They just kind of looked down on him. But there was something in the heart of David, amen, that God saw when he looked at him and he called him. He was a man after God's own heart. Amen. God looked down. He didn't see a boy, but he saw a man after his own heart. Amen. He saw the potential that was in David to do something mighty. Amen. Isn't it amazing that David could do something like write poems? All right. Now, how do I want to say this? If a boy writes poetry, how do I want to say this? Mightn't he might, well, is he a little soft? If he writes poetry? That's what we kind of might would think, right? I just heard this week there was an offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs that was injured last year. And while he was out on injury, he wrote a book of poetry. That's not what you think from a big offensive lineman, you know. You don't even expect him to know how to write. But nevertheless, be able to put their words together and put it into poetry and make a book out of it. But David, I mean, he was a poet. But yet at the same time, right there in his own heart, he was a warrior. He was a man that could tend to a sheep and have a tender heart to care for a sheep. But yet he also, inside of him, he had the heart of a warrior, right? He would be one that would write such beautiful songs and poems, but yet at the same time, he could rise up and he could kill a bear and a lion. Now, amen, that's quite a man there. I mean, he would just be what every girl would want. He could write you a poem that would just thrill your heart, make you feel so special, so woo, 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 you know? Just make you wow. And then the next minute he could be tough and he could be rough and he could be a man, you know? He is a warrior. He was a warrior. This is the man that, and even though he had the anointing of God upon him, it was almost like he was still forgotten. After he, you'd have thought after he was anointed, he would have been moved out of caring for the sheep. He would have been moved out of that position. He would have been moved into some special place. I mean, come on, he's been anointed to be the king. But from the scripture we find, he went right back to taking care of sheep. Went right back to caring for his brethren. And when his brothers were in battle, his dad sends him carrying, you know, some food for him to make sure that they're okay, to look after his brothers and to care for his brothers. But when he gets there, what's he do? Hey, man, he wins a mighty battle. The one that was supposed to be waiting on his big brothers, hey, man, turns out to be the warrior, hey, man, the victor, and he knocks out old Goliath and takes Goliath out. Man, that servant, you'd think, wow, man, a victory like that. That would sure change things, won't it? That would sure change the way things looked, and it did a little bit. Man, yeah, they began to shout, Saul has killed his thousands, David his 10,000. I mean, they shouted, they had great, you know, parade and shouted so much. I mean, man, he was a mighty man. He was a mighty man. I mean, I tell you what, he was such a mighty man, amen, that he could get worked up enough to kill 100 Philistines all by himself. Yeah, bring them on. Bring them on. I'll take you all on. He was a warrior. He was tough. He was rough. And then what did he have to do? He had to go pick up his harp and play his harp and sing. Wait, the warrior? The warrior? Now he's waiting on Saul. Now he's the one that he's supposed to replace. Now he's just waiting on him, playing music for him, singing songs to him, all that kind of stuff. Man, but he was a warrior. He was a warrior. There was something great inside of him. Man, David, and when we finally get to 1 Samuel chapter 30, David has left his family at the city of Ziklag. He's went off to do some battle, and he comes back. And he finds the city of Ziklag burned. Their wives, their sons, their daughters were taken captive. Verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. This warrior. I want to talk to you a little bit, amen, about the trials of a warrior. The trials of a warrior. And we sometimes think, you know, that the warrior, he's always victorious, always on top of things, you know. The warrior's got it going. The warrior, he's always winning. He's a warrior. There's times, even as saints of God, we may fight a lot of battles and we've won a lot of victories, right? You haven't got this far without winning a few victories in your life. You haven't got to where you are in the Lord, amen, by not chasing off a few devils, by not overcoming a few things in life, by not winning some victories here and there along the way. Amen. You are here today because you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. You are here today because you have endured hardness as a good soldier. You are here today right now serving the Lord, amen, because you have fought battles and you have come out victorious. You have faced your Goliath, and you have won. Amen. You are here tonight because, amen, you know what it is to be victorious as a child of God. If you serve the Lord for very long at all, I can tell you, you will have the battles to fight. If you serve the Lord for more than 2 or 3 hours, amen, you are going to have battles that you are going to have to fight. And you are going to face the enemy. Surely as I'm standing here, the enemy's going to rise up against you. Amen. There are times that we have rejoiced with you because of your victories. Amen. We have shouted with you, amen, that you have slain the enemy and that you have been victorious. Amen. We have shouted with you, amen, because you had overcome the wicked one. Amen. We have shouted with you because you had overcome the world. We've shouted with you because you were victorious. Hallelujah. Amen. You've shouted around this church because you have won battles. Hallelujah. We're warriors. The child of God. Amen. You have to be a warrior. Yeah, now I'll tell you. Amen. Serving the Lord is not for sissies. Amen. I remember when we was teenagers, we was in youth camp. There was a young guy, he was a teenager as well, and he was preaching one of the youth services or something. And he was a little bit soft and probably wrote a lot of poetry or something. And he was up there preaching, and he says, "God don't want no sissies." Like that. And so that was a big joke all growing up, you know. God, but one thing was right. God does not, amen, have sissies. Amen. If you're going to serve the Lord, amen, you can't be a wimp about it, because you are going to have to fight some battles and you're going to have to win. Amen. You are going to have to overcome. Amen. You are going to have to face the enemy. Amen. You cannot run, and you have to keep on the firing line. Amen. Amen. There is no room to turn back, no room to give up. Amen. You've had to face your lion. Amen. You've had to face the lion, amen, that came out roaring against you, and you overcame the lion. You had to face your Goliath, and you overcame your Goliath. You've had to face your enemy, the Philistines, and you've won those victories, amen, and you are a warrior, amen, praise God. But I can tell you, you haven't fought your last fight. You have not fought your last fight, amen. We are still engaged in a battle. We are still engaged in a battle, amen, praise God. There's still going to be battles ahead of you. David, when he fought Goliath, that you'd have thought, well, that man, that'd scare everybody off. They'd be scared to mess with him. But it wasn't the case. He had to fight a lot more battles. Kill the 100 Philistines, that ought to do it, right? Amen. No, it still didn't. He still had to fight a lot of battles. He still had to go and wage war. Amen. You'd think that the Philistines would have gave up on him, but they still harassed him, and he still had to fight the enemy. David fought the enemy all of his life. There was battles that he had to fight. And it will be the same way for you all the way to glory land. Amen. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight the battle. Amen. Do you feel like a warrior? Man, did anybody wear their camo tonight? Anybody come, you know, ready, feeling like you're a warrior? Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? Don't be fooled by what you see right here. Don't be fooled by what you see, because it's not always those that look to be the strongest that's the mightiest warrior. Right? It's not always the one that looks to be so strong. Amen. That it's not always the one that's always up front that's the strongest warrior. It's not always the one that's leading the singing or doing the singing or doing the preaching or doing the worship leading. Amen. That are giving a powerful testimony. Amen. That's the mighty warrior. Amen. But don't be fooled, because I have seen even children, amen, that were mighty warriors for God. amen, that they had fought their battles and won and overcome as well. I've seen teenagers, amen, that were mighty warriors for God. Amen. I think if you look to the saints, to the senior saints of the church, I think you'll find some of our strongest warriors that we have in the church. Amen. They know how to go to battle on their knees. Amen. They know how to fight and they know how to win. Praise God. Amen. Don't be fooled when you look around the church. Amen. Praise God. They may be slow getting into their pew. Amen. But they sure know how to fight a battle. And they have fought their fair share of them. And they've come out victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? Behind every scar, there's a story. And you look around, there may be some scarred veterans of battles of the past. But let me tell you, every one of them, amen, is a story of victory. Amen. There may have been scars that they've incurred, but can I tell you, every one of them is a story of victories won. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We have a my, we, praise God. No wonder that they call the church a mighty army. Amen. There's no wonder the church is compared to an army, right? Because we are a mighty warriors, every one of you that are serving God. Amen. You're here today and you've won the battles. Amen. You're a warrior. Amen. That's my introduction. You're a warrior. When David came to Ziklag, David was a warrior. He had been in the heat of battle. He probably had scars that he had received fighting the enemy. He had the look of a warrior. He probably looked like one. I don't know what kind of armor he might have had on. I don't know how he was dressed. But I think when you looked at him, there probably was a look of a warrior about him. Somebody that you could tell was hardened, tough, a man that did not know fear. He was a warrior. But when we find him at Ziklag, he is a warrior. Don't miss it here. He's a warrior. But sometimes warriors weep. Sometimes warriors weep. Sometimes things happen in our life, amen, that makes us break. Sometimes there are things that happen in our life, amen, that make us to weep. You don't expect a warrior to weep. You don't expect a warrior, amen, one that has fought the battles, one that has came out and you think has seen everything. You expect them to break down and to begin to cry. But David, when he saw what was lost and how everything had been taken from him, the Bible says that he began to weep. He was still a warrior, but he knew what it was to weep. Can I tell you, amen, though you are a warrior, there will be times of weeping in your life. And just because you weep don't mean that you are, amen, defeated or that you're worthless. Amen, that you're not a warrior. Amen, you've got here because you fought the battles. Amen, but there will be times that you will weep. Things happen in life. Things happen to us. You're a child of God. You serve the Lord. You're faithful. Amen, but there are things that happen that break our heart. And we know, every one of us know what it is, amen, to have those times of weeping in our life. Times that we have lost, things that have been taken from us that we loved, things that were special to us, people that we loved and were close to that were taken from us. Amen, things that we had worked so hard to achieve and suddenly it's gone from us. Amen, we know what it is to weep. Amen. David, a warrior? Come on. Come on. Toughen up. You've been through a lot, David. You've been through a lot. Now why are you weeping? There's times that warriors have to weep. And I can tell you there's times that I've had to weep. There's times that you have wept. Man, it's not because you're not a strong, overcoming Christian. Because sometimes warriors, we weep. Right? Sometimes we weep. And I want you to notice also that David, amen, he was a warrior. He was a warrior, no doubt about it. Man, he was one that could lead some mighty men. If you look, take your time and you look at the scripture, David led some unbelievable men. He had the respect of men that could go down in a pit and take a lion in a snowy day. He had men that he led that could go up and face a giant, take the spear out of the giant's hand and kill the giant with his own spear. That's right. He had mighty men about him. Amen, that knew what it was to take a stand and fight so hard until their hand clave to the sword. I mean, he knew what it was to lead mighty men. And these men respected him. But you don't get the respect of those men unless you're a mighty warrior. You don't get that unless you're a mighty warrior. But we find here at this point, we find David being overcome with weakness. There are times when a warrior gets weak. That's right. There are times when a warrior is weak. He gets discouraged. He gets down. Don't mean that you're not a warrior. It don't mean that you're not an overcomer. Amen. But just sometimes, because of all that we are facing, amen, there are times that we will be overcome with weakness. Amen, we know what it is. There's times that we are attacked and we have lost so much. Amen, that we spiritually grow weak. Amen. Sometimes warriors get weak. And David looked at these men as his loyal friends. People that he counted on. People that he trusted. People that he trusted. Hallelujah. And then yet he hears murmurs that they are going to stone him. Yeah, now the ones that he is counting on to protect him, the ones that he's fought beside, he hears the rumor, they're going to stone him. Tell me that won't wound you. Right? Now listen, David can take it from the Amalekites. He can take it from the Philistines. He can even take it from Saul. But when it's your own people, when it's those that you are the closest to, when they are the ones that wound you, can I tell you, they have the ability to wound you like nobody else. And I want you to know, you may be a warrior, but sometimes warriors are wounded. Sometimes they are hurt. And it's sometimes we are hurt the worst, amen, right here in our own church, by our own people, by the people that we love and we believe that they love us. But yet sometimes, because of our closeness, amen, we are wounded and we are hurt by those that are the closest to us. Warriors get hurt. Warriors are wounded. And I'm sure that David was hurt by what he heard. Man, he had fought battles with them. There was times that he had probably, amen, beat the enemy off of them. And there was times that they had beat the enemy off of him. There is times that he had stood back to back with them and fought off a countless enemy, amen, in order to have victory, in order to get where they were that day. And it's the same way with us. You look around, there have been people here, amen, you have prayed with side by side. Amen, you have fought battles with side by side. And they are the ones that can wound you like nobody else. Amen, sometimes you'll get wounded because warriors get wounded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Warriors get wounded. And what's the Bible say? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Right? Jesus, the way they talk about Jesus, that he was wounded in the house of his friends. And the ones that should have been closest to him and been his biggest support were the ones that turned on him. And they wounded him. I want you to know, and warriors get wounded. And there are going to be things that happen that are going to hurt you. Amen. But when you get right down to it, David was a warrior. And in all of this, David said, I'm not quitting. What did he do? Amen. David began to call out on the Lord. Hallelujah. David began to call out on the Lord. And I want you to know one more thing. Man, warriors get weary. Warriors get weary. You fight battles. Some of you, it's understandable that you're weary tonight. No, not because you didn't get your Sunday afternoon nap. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about the fact that you feel like you have been in war continually. You have been fighting battle after battle after battle in your home, in your family, on your job. Amen. Maybe even in your emotions, in your own, fighting battles in your own mind. Amen. It seemed like it's been like one continual war. Amen. Warriors get weary. Warriors will get weary. Amen. David's men got weary. David's men had to sit down. David had to recover himself. David had to sit down and gather his strength. But don't miss this. David is a warrior. David is a warrior. And though David may have a setback at this moment, David is not done. Amen. Because deep down in heart, he's got the heart of a warrior. Amen. David began to encourage himself in the Lord. David began to take courage in God. Amen. David began to encourage himself. Can I tell somebody today that's a warrior here in this church? Amen. You may be weary. You may be wounded. You may be weeping. Amen. You may be weak right now. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, deep down in your heart, you've never lost a battle. Amen. You've never gave up. Amen. You've been serving God for so many years, and you've never turned back. Amen. Why don't you encourage yourself today? Amen. That, Lord, I am not yet done fighting. Amen. Why not be like that great patriot that said, amen, I have not yet begun to fight. Amen. And learns to say, Lord, I'm going to rise up over my weakness. I'm going to get over my weariness. I'm going to get over my wounds that I have received. I'm going to get over all of this, and I am going to win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. David began to encourage himself. Amen. I don't know how far back David had to go. If David had to go all the way back to a lion, if he had to go all the way back to a bear, if he had to go all the way back to Goliath, if he had to go all the way back to fighting Philistines, I don't know how far he had to go back, but he began to recount battles, amen, that he had won. Amen. And David began to encourage himself in the Lord. Amen. And probably the warrior, amen, began to quote some of those poems, amen, that he had wrote, amen, that people thought he was soft. Amen. But he began to quote some of those songs that he had sung, amen, and while he was out tending sheep, amen, and he began to encourage himself in the Lord. Amen. Listen, warrior. Amen. God's not done yet. Amen. Listen, warrior. Amen. There's still a battle to be fought. Listen, warrior. There's still victories to be achieved. Listen, warrior. Amen. God's not done with what he's going to do in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, man, when I read the scripture, I read about warriors. Hallelujah. When I read the book of Revelation, it says to him that overcometh. Amen, to him that overcometh. Amen, are you an overcomer? Amen, are you getting ready for the undertaker? Are you an overcomer? Amen, what are you? Amen, are you a warrior? Amen, are you ready to fight this battle? You say, but Brother David, I've been hurt so bad. I have been hurt. Listen, amen, are you a warrior? Amen, then you stand up and you fight on anyway. Praise God. Amen, this has been a good time for David to quit. This has been a good time for David to say, all right, listen, Lord, listen. Amen. You've anointed me. I appreciate that. You've helped me with Goliath. You helped me with lion and bear. You helped me with this, that, and the, on that, all that. But you know what? Lord, really, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm going back home. I'm going to go back to sheep. I'm going to be a sheep herder. That's what I'm going to be. I'm done. It'd have been a good, that this would have been the perfect time for him to do it. And David would have had to walk back past every battle that he had ever won. Can I tell you, there was too much warrior in David to do that? There was too much warrior inside of him. Amen, that he was not about to give up. Amen. When you read the end of the story, praise God. David overcame weariness. David overcame wounds. David overcame weakness. Amen. David overcame all of that. Amen. David wiped all the tears out of his eyes. Amen. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And when it was all over with, amen, the Bible says that David won another victory. He won another victory. He recovered all. Right? And they had spoil to divide between all of them. He recovered all that he had and more. Hallelujah. Man, thank God for some warriors. Thank God that for people that's going to fight on. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe you're a warrior because you came this far. You've come this far. You're not here tonight because you're a wimp. You're here tonight because you've won some battles. Hallelujah. Man, maybe you can tell me the stories behind the scars later, but listen, you're here tonight because you won some battles. Amen, but this is not a time to stop. I believe there's too much warrior in you, amen, to quit now. Say, but Brother David, my family don't serve the Lord. Amen. There's too much warrior in you to give up on that. Brother David, I've lost so much to the enemy. They've taken so much from me. I believe there's too much warrior in you, amen, to give up and let the enemy take it all. Amen. I believe there's too much warrior still left in you. I believe you're still going to fight. Amen. Stand with me, church, if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what the real warrior does? The real warrior, he's not the one out front charging. No. When he is strongly outnumbered the opposition. Right. Yeah, that's easy to fight then, right? Uh-huh. Let's get them, boys. Right. Yeah. Yeah. When you've got them outnumbered 2-1, 3-1, right. 4-1, that anybody yeah. can fight that battle. Uh-huh. But it's the warrior. Amen, that if they have to do it alone,
have your way, Lord.
Amen, they say, we're still going to fight.
Amen. Right?
Man, when I look through the scripture, and I was just kind of looking through scripture tonight,
hallelujah.
Today, I tell hallelujah. You what, there's warriors all through the scripture.
All through it. Amen.
Amen. I read about Gideon's army.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says they were faint. They were weary. But yet they continued to pursue. Amen. I read about Jonathan and his armor bearer. Amen. There is a whole host of the garrison of the Philistines. Amen. They said, let's go fight them. Amen. That takes a real warrior to do that. while the rest of the army is hiding out. Amen. They're ready to go after him. Amen. I read about men that broke through a garrison of the Philistines. Amen. To get just a drink of water out of a well for David. Listen, that takes a warrior to do that. Some of you, I look over here, let me tell you what. You have been through it all, been through a lot. Been through a lot. Hallelujah. Amen. I forget who I was talking to just the other day, but I used Brother and Sister Adair as an illustration, if you didn't mind. It's been about a year ago. Brother Adair was sick, bad sick. Sister Adair was down on her back real bad. They were both, I mean, fighting the battle. Fighting the battle. But guess what? They're here today. They're here tonight. They're victorious. Yeah, they might have a few scars from what they've been through, but can I tell you? Hey, man, the warrior fights on, right? The warrior don't quit. The warrior don't give up. Hey, man, you've been through some trials. You've been through some hardship. But guess what? The warrior keeps fighting on. Hey, man, let me tell you, my mom, she may not be able to run fast right now. Hey, man, and she can only run as far as her hose will let her go. Hey, man, but can I tell you? Hey, man, in my book, she's a warrior. Hey, man, she keeps fighting on. Amen. She keeps going on. Amen. She can hear a church every time the doors are open. Why? Because she's a warrior. Amen. I look at Brother and Sister Frost. Amen. They make it into the house of God, leaning on each other. Amen. They're here tonight. Why? Because they're a warrior. Amen. They're not giving up. They're not quitting. They're not turning around. Amen. They're a warrior. Hallelujah. We're going to have some battles. I know that. I know that. Amen. But we're warriors.
Amen.
We're going to endure. We're going to fight on. We're going to have victory. Hallelujah. You say, Brother David, the battle is too great for me. Come on, are you a warrior? Amen. You fought bigger battles than this before and won. Amen. And I believe that God's going to bring you through tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, would you come with me right now? Amen. Come to this altar with me right now. Amen. Let's come and let's fight these battles together. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm on the battlefield.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will serve until I die, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Yes, Lord, God, I am not going to give up now, Lord.
Him that I
God, I'm not going to stop now, Lord
die,
Jesus.
And I'm on the
Lord,
battlefield
I'm going to fight, Lord.
Lord.
God, I'm going to win, Lord Jesus. God, I'm not giving up on you, Lord.
Master's hand, and I join that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes,
I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Yes,
I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I promised him that
I will
serve him till I die, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Battlefields for my Lord.
So I'm I will serve him till I die, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
I'm fighting for my Savior, a battle's almost won. The trumpet will be sounding, the coming of the sun. I'll lay my armor down,
and take up my golden crown,
and I'm on the battle gold with my Lord. Oh, I'm
on the battlefield for my
Lord.
I will serve him till I die.
I'm
on the battlefield for my Lord.
Oh, yes, I'm on
the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Hallelujah!
I promise him that I will serve him till I die.
And I'm on
the battlefield for my Lord.
I was a lonely idol.
Over if you wrote my name. the battle's over.